Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to r/entitledparents, where this entitled grandpa demands that a family member take their 5 grandchildren to Disneyland for free. Seriously, for free. Entitled grandpa thinks we should take his 5 grandchildren to Disneyland. My older sister Pam and her second husband Jerry, not real names, have custody of Jerry's 5 grandchildren. Jerry's son and daughter-in-law are currently serving prison terms for a white-collar crime. The children range in age from 15 down to 5. Pam has and had 2 daughters from her first marriage. I was very involved in my niece's lives while growing up. My husband and I don't have any children, and we often took the girls together and separately on trips, amusement parks, camping, age-appropriate concerts, and other things. The girls were close in age and had similar interests, so it made things easy to take them places together. Unfortunately, the younger of my nieces died in an automobile accident when she was 18. The older niece now lives over 1,000 miles away, so we don't see her or her only child very often. At a recent family gathering, one of Jerry's youngest grandchildren came up and asked me when I was going to take her and her siblings to Disney World. I told her she must have me mistaken for another person, because I wasn't going to Disney World, so I wouldn't be taking her and her siblings there. She ran off to Pam and started crying. Later, Pam and Jerry asked to speak with my husband and I privately. They wanted to know why we don't take Jerry's grandchildren on trips like we used to take my nieces. It turns out they had told the children that we would take them all to Disney World sometime. Needless to say, my husband and I were shocked. We never took my nieces to Disney World. Most of our trips with them were in our home state or the neighboring states. Plus, we were younger and there were only 2 of them, so we could keep up with them rather easily. Not to mention the cost of taking 2 children is much less than taking 5. My husband and I have been cutting back on expenses and expenditures because we don't know what will happen with the economy and we don't want to jeopardize our own retirement plans. Also, we're basically strangers to Jerry's grandchildren. We didn't meet any of them until Pam and Jerry took custody of them last year, and this family gathering was the first time we've met all 5 of them. Jerry said that they expected us to take the grandchildren on trips, like we'd taken Pam's daughters when they were children, because we had no grandchildren, just like we didn't have children. He said we should be happy to have this opportunity to play like we have grandchildren. When we said we'd pass on this opportunity because of the reasons mentioned above, and that these are Jerry's grandchildren and in no way are related to either my husband or myself, Jerry blew up and called us selfish and said they'd expected us to help out when they took custody of the children, storming off. You know what, wow, just because you've taken other family members on holiday years in the past to places that are not very expensive, you must now take my 5 grandchildren to Disneyland for like, it is mental. It really, really is. The logic, I've got to say, it shocks me to my very core. It really is the classic, isn't it? You have no children, therefore you've got loads of spare money, and we expect you to spend some of that on our children and our grandchildren, because we have to spend so much on them normally. Come on, pitch in. How about this? These people chose not to have kids because they wanted to keep their money for themselves. It really is an unbelievable thought process, isn't it? But some people just don't get it. Mental. Entitled mum insists her son wasn't drowning. I was a lifeguard for 6 years at a municipal pool in my hometown. We had clear-cut rules, like a required swim test to go to the deep end, swim the width of the pool without touching the ground, and tread water for 1 minute. And no life jackets in the deep end. This was upheld for everyone. Swim team stars and visitors alike had to pass the test, and pass again if there was doubt. It was a small town, so the lifeguards knew who was who, and it was a simple system. Over the 4th of July weekend, my last year there, we had a family come into town, and they had this 4 or 5, maybe even 6-year-old boy, who insisted he could swim fine enough to go in the deep end. I told him he had to pass the test first. The mum came over and told me that they were from a city, and they let him swim in the deep end there, and he could swim fine. I told her I didn't care. Rules were rules, and he had to pass the test. She huffed and went and sat in the observation area. Her son failed the test more than once with more than one lifeguard. But the kid still ran and went to the deep end. He swam out to the middle, of course, where none of the tools we use to drag people to the side can reach, with just his face above water. Then he starts moving his arms to push himself under and back up, since he wasn't able to touch the ground, and starts paddling frantically but not moving anywhere. Where I was trained, this is active drowning. I was on the floor, so I jumped in and swam him to the side, him kicking me and yelling to his mum. I put him on the wall and said he had to stay in the shallow end. I got out and his mum was in my face yelling, "Why would you do that? He was fine, that's just how he swims." I simply told her that was active drowning and the other floor lifeguard backed me up. She took all her kids and left, not without getting the number of my boss, who just told her, "Sorry, my lifeguard saved your kid." I will never forget that. I kept my training for 9 years and that was the first and only time I had to jump in after someone. We usually could mediate another way, but mostly all the kids that came were very good swimmers because they were there daily. And the only thing the parent had to say was, "Why would you do that?" All right, guys, how about this? I've got a suggestion. Chuck the kid back in and just let them drown. And look, you might think I'm being sarcastic or joking. I'm not. People need to learn their lesson, and sometimes the only way of doing that is for kids to be murdered. Now, look, you may think that's a bit too far, but you're just wrong. I'm sorry, but you just are. By the way, guarantee this woman would have sued if anything actually serious happened to her kid. She just seems like a terrible, terrible person. But yeah. You know, I do often wonder why some people even have kids in the first place if they're just going to actively ask for them to drown. It's very, very weird. Let's move on. This is why I didn't want your brat to watch my movie with me. I won't lie, I find this rather funny. Recently, my friends and I have been playing Predator Hunting Grounds, and I've become interested in watching the Predator movies. As such, I've rented the entire series so I can watch them. This Sunday, my mum told us that she invited the entitled mum and entitled dad of this story to come and visit. They are her cousins. "Cool. Are they bringing their kids?" I said. "Yes. That won't be an issue, will it?" "Well, I hope not." "Yeah, right, lol." By this point, I started the movie Predators and had closed my door. Partway through, I heard them arrive and decided to stay in my room. I wanted to watch my movie, and these super Mormons weren't going to like it. A little while later, I heard my door open. I hit pause. "Hey, you ever heard of knocking? I want to watch TV." It was one of the entitled kids. "Not only no, I'm watching my movie on my setup. You need to leave my room now." The kid screeches in eldritch horror and then storms off. Frick. I make my way upstairs to avoid being shouted for, as I know what's going to happen. As soon as I enter the living room, I get bombarded. "What is this about you telling my child that they can't watch TV?" Firstly, they barge into my room, and yes, my door was closed. Secondly, yes, I told them that they couldn't watch TV on my computer. I'm already watching something, and I don't like others using my computer.
"Oh, just let him watch TV. He can finish your movie with you."
Yeah, that's a very bad idea. Like a 10 out of 10 bad idea.
"Jeez, are you slow or something? Just do what she said,"
said the entitled dad. Now, internally, I know that this is going to cause an issue, but I say full send.
"Fine, only if you're sure."
"Yes."
Okay then. The three entitled kids all get the same look of smug success. I make my way back downstairs, and the kid from before is going on about how he wants to watch all these children's shows. I just keep my mouth shut. I didn't want to teach him any new words. Upon reaching my room, I pull up a spare chair for him. I sit in my chair and hit play. A little bit of time passes, and the kid is looking a little bit scared. I hit pause. "Last chance. You really want to be here?
Don't make me tell my mum on you."
"All right." I hit play. By about this point, the protagonists enter an abandoned drill. They soon found out that the guy that led them is betraying them. The main character then attracts the predators to the drill. I'm keeping an eye on both the screen and the kid. He'd only heard the sound of the predators and was starting to freak out now. By now, the predators appear. The betrayer then gets blown apart by one predator's shoulder cannon. The kid freaked out. He shot out the door and right up the stairs. Hitting pause, I follow at a leisurely pace. Upon hitting the top, I start getting yelled at by the entitled mum.
How dare you do this to my baby? You're a horrible person to watch something so horrid. I demand that you make it right immediately.
Excuse the heck out of me? You demanded that I let your child watch my movie.
But you never said that it was inappropriate.
She then says to my mum,
I'm shocked you'd let your son watch something like that.
At this point, I've snapped. If I'm not mistaken, you and your husband dismissed me saying it was a bad idea, and you leave my mother out of it, so help me God. About 5 seconds of pure silence ensues, only to be broken by my phone going off. As my text tone fills the room on full volume, the kid freezes in fear. It was the predator sound filling the room. Unfreezing, the kid breaks down crying, and my dad starts laughing.
Well, I never...
Wait, how did he? Said the dad.
They then left, and that's all, for now. Now guys, if you're a longtime viewer or listener of my channel, you will know that we've come across stories like this before. I just don't get it. Surely as a parent, right, the first thing you would do when your kid is about to watch a movie or watch a movie with someone else who's older than them is check what the movie is. Look, the idea of watching a movie with an older kid like this, I get it, it's nice. And I'm sure if OP was watching a movie that was, you know, rated not what Predator's rated, like a movie that kids can watch and enjoy, it would have been fine. And OP, yeah, maybe they wouldn't have wanted to watch shit with the other kids, these entitled kids, but they couldn't really have had much of an argument, could they? But the fact that it's Predator and these parents just like, you know what, I don't care what the movie is, just go and watch it, mate. It's just strange. And then they have a bad reaction when something, you know, really gory happens and people die. It's just ludicrous. Again, the logic, it just baffles me to my very core. Let's move on.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Just grab one or two. Last night, I had to get a few things to get through until my next big shop. So I stopped at this place that operates a lot like Aldi's. You bring your own bags, the cashier swipes your purchases at light speed, throws them back into your cart, then you move off to the side to bag them yourself. I get all my stuff rung up and I'm now facing the counter. I've got my shopping cart with all my stuff in it to my left, my two biggest reusable plastic and fabric bags open in front of me, then the rest of those same types of bags folded in a pile to the right of me but on the counter. So now I'm grabbing some stuff out of my cart when I hear a kid bellow right behind me, shouting to his mother, still in the line.
How many, Mum? How many bags should I grab?
This kid starts rummaging through my bags while he's yelling at his mum. So, I slam my hand down on the whole pile of them, while the mother, who's not paying attention to what her kid's doing, just shouts back, "Just grab one or two of them! There's a whole pile of them, it doesn't matter!" So the kid starts making motions like he's going to try and grab my bags again. What? So I tell him, "No, these are my bags from home, you can't have them. They're mine." So the kid screeches back at the mum,
"Ma, she said no,"
but also keeps trying to grab one from me. And I've got to keep moving my arms around to get away from this annoying little gnat. Now, I feel the need to interject. When I was parking my car, this lady parked her vehicle diagonally to mine, so I saw what she was driving, a brand new Lexus SUV. And because she felt the need to move her hands around when talking, I caught sight of a lot of sparkly things on her fingers, as well as a Michael Kors bag. So she's not hurting for money. I'm sure it wouldn't break her to splurge and pay the whole entire dollar it costs just to buy the dang plastic bags from the store. The woman then gets involved and says to me, loudly and aggressively, with a massive attitude and overdramatic hand gestures,
"You have a whole stack of them. Just give them to him."
And I said, "No, just buy one from your cashier. Jesus flipping Christ, we both could have been out of here already." She is holding up the whole line at this point to stand there and yell at me about how much of a butthole I am, while I take all my extra bags, shove them into the bottom of my biggest bag, and then put all my stuff on top of them. There, No one's gonna freaking use them. Her kid's just standing in the middle, in between both of us, doing that high-pitched war siren screech that's a really bad attempt to make it seem like he's crying, but he's really not. I think he thought if he made me believe that I was making him cry because of the stupid bag tragedy, I'd relent and give them to him. But I didn't. I just walked out. She was still yelling as I was leaving. So stupid. The entire event was so freaking stupid. And the most stupid part of it all is that if the kid or her would have just approached me and asked me politely, I would have given them all the bags they needed. But no, she sends her minion of evil to do her dirty work and then acts like she had every right to demand my bags. See, this is the thing about entitled parents. Just ask in the first place and the majority of people will just give you these bags. Look, it doesn't matter. They're so cheap. Just buy one, by the way. That's the first thing to say, is just buy one. That's the easiest thing to do. But given that they are so cheap and people realize how cheap they are, most people will just lend you a bag. If I have excess bags at the supermarket and I'm doing my shopping and someone doesn't have any and maybe they've run out and they ask me, I'm gonna give them to them. Like, it's pretty easy just to buy another one or replace them. Yeah, given that there are bags there, you should just buy one. I don't know why you wouldn't, but the majority of people will just give you one. Ask. Don't do this. Don't send your little demon child off to get them for you, by the way. That is cowardly. And then say, oh, it would have been so much easier, just give me one. I don't have much money. I only got a Lexus SUV and loads of rings on my fingers. Come on, let's be realistic here. Anyway, guys, that's gonna do it for this episode of r/entitledparents. I hope you've liked it, because if you haven't, one question: why is the watching? It doesn't make any sense, does it? Why would you watch and listen to something that you don't enjoy? It makes no sense. But given that you are still here, drop a like on the video, watch some more right here, subscribe, and also put some clothes on. You're wearing too few.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.